From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relentless airstrikes against the rebel-held sections of the divided Syrian city of Aleppo continuing today, at least 30 dead so far. Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. Aleppo is Syria's second-largest city, and it's been divided among government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says he believes Saudi Arabia could be part of the solution in Syria. He spoke before the Council on Foreign Relations in New York.
There cannot be a deal in our region based on the exclusion of one of the important parties. And I believe Saudi Arabia is an extremely important partner, hopefully, in this region.
Zarif also said any rift between Iran and Russia over how to proceed in Syria is overblown. Authorities in Iraq are saying an attack on a security checkpoint in Salahuddin province has killed at least 12 people. Officials say at least 23 others wounded in a suicide car bombing this morning. There's been no claim of responsibility for that bombing, but Islamic State has claimed multiple similar attacks. President Obama has vetoed legislation that would have allowed families of September 11 terror attack victims to sue Saudi Arabia for its alleged ties to the hijackers involved in those crimes 15 years ago. Congress could override the president's action, with many saying it is likely. This is VOA News. Pope Francis scheduled to meet today with 180 grieving relatives and survivors of the deadly July 14 Bastille Day attack in Nice, France. The attack carried out by an Islamic extremist who drove a truck into crowds gathered for celebrations left 86 dead, many others injured. French authorities are still on high alert for terror activities after Nice, plus last year's attacks in Paris by assailants with links to the Islamic State militants. Those attacks left 130 people dead. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke to the United Nations Security Council about North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile agenda. This comes as the Council approved a resolution urging quick global implementation of a treaty that would ban nuclear weapons testing.
North Korea's latest nuclear test is a challenge to this Council's leadership. It is a challenge to the norm that I just articulated. It is a challenge and a direct threat to international stability and peace. It is a dangerous and reckless act of provocation which we have to summon a determined and effective answer to.
Mr. Kerry said the universal adoption of the comprehensive test ban treaty would result in a safer, more secure, and more peaceful planet. U.S. and 18 other council members approved the resolution, with none opposed and Egypt abstaining. Meantime, North Korea's foreign minister, speaking to the U.N. General Assembly, repeated President Kim Jong-un's demand that the U.S. withdraw its military forces from neighboring South Korea. The police chief in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, says the video police recorded during the fatal shooting of an African-American man will eventually be released. Meantime, the family of Keith Scott released cell phone video that Scott's wife recorded in the moments leading up to his death on Tuesday.
Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? Did you shoot him? He better not be dead.
The cell phone video does not show whether Scott was brandishing a gun, as people have said, when he was being confronted by officers. Hundreds of protesters took to the streets in Charlotte for a fourth night on Friday to protest the shooting. Protesters also took to the streets in other cities to show solidarity with the demonstrators in Charlotte. And in U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump temporarily winding down their activities on the campaign trail in order to prepare for Monday's debate.
That's the latest world news from VOA.